This is URN.
Hey guys, welcome back. I'm sorry I'm a little out of breath because we had a massive dance break in here right now.
You know it.
And now we're gonna be talking about Canada and marijuana. So, in Canada, marijuana activists are criticizing the hypocrisy of politicians who first enforced stronger laws against the possession of marijuana and now are getting on the legalized bandwagon. A legislation for legalizing marijuana by the 1st of July 2018 passed the House of Commons this year. The bill will head to the Senate, where it could make Canada the first G7 country to legalize marijuana. The legislation could earn Canada about $5 to $10 billion annually. Especially activist Jody Emery has voiced concerns about the hypocrisy and profit-making, as one of the prominent supporters is Julian Fantino, a former Toronto police chief. Fantino once stated that legalizing marijuana would be like legalizing murder and enforce stricter laws against possession. Fantino, who has also a former conservative... Fantino, who was also a former Conservative MP, announced that he would now lead a company that, quote, connects patients to medical cannabis, among other services. So, guys, my question is, in how far do you think Fantino should apologize for first imprisoning people for the possession of cannabis and now profiting off the legalization?
Well, I got 2 points to make with this, which is one, I'm a politics student. Mm-hmm. I watch House of Cards. I'm very well informed.
How could you still with Kevin Spacey now?
I watched House of Cards.
But I finished it.
Yeah, ages ago. I recommend it.
Yes.
No, don't recommend it anymore.
I recommend where it's going.
Yes.
Because if they're filming without him.
Go Robin
Wright.
To digress.
One, politics, I think, on a national level mm-hmm. is very much pragmatic.
Yes.
Opinions are allowed to change, and yes, people gain from them. Yeah, this guy is going to if he does profit from legalizing marijuana, from supporting the legalization of marijuana, whatever, in the sense that it would then be legalized. Activists need to recognize that you can't get something without losing something else. They would be achieving their goal of ensuring that marijuana was decriminalized, but they would have to accept that someone might profit. But it's sacrifices.
But the point is, he ruined lives. He actually enforced stricter laws, imprisoning people with a possession of, I think, 6 plants. So he ruined lives. He said that legalizing cannabis was as bad as legalizing murder. And now he's going to make a huge profit, and all the families or people in prison right now because of these enforced rules.
It just shows that the dude has like a real big lack of integrity. Like, I mean, I get it, it's politics, it doesn't surprise me at all.
But isn't that bad to say that?
It's politics. Bad. Yeah, I don't know if it's a point of apologizing, but yeah, it just, yeah, it sucks, but that's the politics of today. But
well, it's always been.
Yeah.
That's always been what politics
I think he should just better keep a low profile on this, because, as he said, like, it's becoming a thing among the activists, and, like, okay, do what you want. If you don't have integrity, fine by me. No one's gonna like you in the end then, but I don't know if it's gonna help if he has to apologize, so...
But wouldn't it be a remedy for the families at least?
It would probably, I'd imagine people would feel kind of.
But are those people still in prison or not? Because if they're still in prison, then I would release them, obviously. But
yeah, but you can't. That's far easier said than done to retroactively.
I mean, they're going to be released anyway because
okay,
the law
guys,
changes.
One of you guys has to talk, not both.
No, but they're going to get released anyway if the law gets true, because that's like a whole thing, legal thing in criminal law. But I mean, yeah, maybe the dudes should go and apologize to the families. That's maybe a better idea. Yeah,
I mean, you can't apologize to every family. He could make a statement.
Make a
statement. It's very much the same way that during the American election in 2016, you would have people lamenting Clinton for a change in opinion, and it literally boils down to her making a statement. And a lot, and actually this has happened a number of times where politicians have been like, my opinion changed, I have a right to change my opinion. And people do. Times change, stigma changes, and I think inevitably there's going to be victims of an opinion if you're in a position of power. If, you know, Trump's trying to push a tax cut now, if in 10 years he changed his mind and went back to being a Democrat like he was in the 80s, I can't believe that ever happened. But I mean, there's still people who would then have been damaged under his hand, because it's not good, you know.
But isn't it more... But I have the feeling that this is more now, more hands-on, because it just got evoked a couple of years ago. And I have the feeling that the people are still personally involved. They are sitting in prison. You know what I mean? It isn't something...
It's too soon.
It isn't something like a tax cut. It is something that really affected people personally.
But you can maybe like... I mean, as Dan said, you can change your mind if you like educate yourself about something. I mean, before I came to university, I didn't know anything. I didn't know anything, and now I'd like to pretend I do. But maybe with his new job he learned something. But indeed, like, if you are in a position of power, if you are a PM or whatever, I think you have to, you know, that all your actions carry have consequences, and they will always affect people. And yes, he's entitled to changing his opinion if it shows if he has integrity or not. I don't think that's the issue, but yeah, I mean, especially on something like this, if it affects people, then yeah, it's a subtle subject. Like, it's never, you never know. Like with Clinton, it's always hard to say like what to do in a situation like that. It has so many aspects to it that you just can't.
I think it's contentious because you can't, there is a very obvious hypocrisy, but you can't ask a politician to apologize for what has happened that isn't entirely their fault. It was the law. This, regardless of his statement, this was the law at the time. People knowingly committed a crime. They wouldn't have been in prison if they didn't.
But he enforced the law.
Yes, but yeah, so but did every other police
officer.
Sometimes
you have to sell your soul, maybe, when you're campaigning and stuff.
Well, exactly. And to be honest, so that kind of logic would make every other police officer also accountable. Mm. He supported an existing law. And yes, he made a statement about it, but he shouldn't have to apologize for
incriminating people sitting in prison. Now he's going to make a million of legalizing.
The profiting is a different thing, though. Mm-hmm. I'm talking more about the change in opinion.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't think we should change about the. I don't think we should be complaining about a change in opinion. It's good to see people becoming more liberal. People learn lessons. People become less bigoted, and we saw it in the U.S. civil rights movement. If you look at Senator Strom Thurmond, he died in the 80s, I think, but he was a Democrat, but he was so ardently anti-civil rights, and by the time he left Congress, which was somewhere early 80s or maybe 90s, I'm not quite sure, but he had warmed his opinion. People change. Mm-hmm. People's opinions change. Mike Pence was a Democrat when he was younger. he got turned into some avid evangelical Republican when he was at college. So people's opinions tend to change, and we're biased because we support the legalization of marijuana, so I presume.
Moving on to my next question, actually. Thank you, Dan. Do you think that legalizing cannabis is the right way to go for Canada?
Yeah.
Maybe. I don't know. I think if you look at Amsterdam, for example, they just do just fine with the legalization. But maybe for a wide, like, nationwide legalization, it maybe has disadvantages. I don't know. It's too early to tell.
I think two things. One, Colorado in the US legalized it and use is down. There are less people are using marijuana than prior to that point. Secondly, I really, from my very unknowledgeable governmental perspective, I've looked and I've done rigorous research.
Rigorous.
Ooh. Absolutely. Ooh. And found that actually there is really no drawback to keeping it illegal. Reduced crime rates, reduced incarcerated citizens. You're looking at, you could introduce a new tax for those who grow it. You're talking about a new type of economy. We would then be legalizing and helping the government to thrive with a flourishing new economy that people would be interested in. And actually, it would probably drop consumption. There is very little benefit in keeping it illegal, because I believe now that the only reason we do here in this country and in all the other countries is because our conservative leaders are not party conservative, ideological conservatives, are not willing to let up. I think people aren't willing to bend their opinion, and that bothers me, because inflexibility on principle is sometimes petty. There is a difference between kind of ruthless pragmatism in politics, which prevents people from being real, and people say politicians are disgusting, like the guy we're talking about now, but there is also there is at the other end of the spectrum then like this ardent upholding of principle for and we'll change them for nothing. And I believe it was Burke, who was a conservative political philosopher, who said it was Locke, I think, who said something along the lines of, a state without means of change is without means of conservation. It can't conserve itself. Nothing can survive if it's not willing to bend. And I firmly believe that the only reason many countries don't legalize it is because those who disagree with it are not willing to change their opinion. And I think often that really, because this isn't the thing about family values, this is just drugs. I genuinely believe it's just kind of a petty, I don't want to do it thing. I don't want to change my opinion. I think that we need to find a center ground and not call politicians disgusting for changing their views, or look down on those who don't, because we can find a center ground where people are willing to bend their views a little to create a viability in government.
I think that is a very good point, actually. I think it's also just this unwillingness to change. What do you think, after legalizing cannabis, could other drugs follow? Should they follow?
It depends. I mean, you have the hard drugs, and those, I mean, if you look at it, the use is so harmful that I get why there is an illegalization. Maybe if it has like medical.
But don't you think that if it is decriminalized, that less people would use drugs?
But do you want, because I mean, you have all the overdose risks, I'd say, like, do you want to take that risk? I think it's more a problem of, do you want to take a risk? Because I think it can be like totally decriminalization, and what Dan said with the whole taxes and all that, I mean, I think it can be very beneficial. But I think you have to keep in mind, like, the risks concerning hard drugs, they're very big, and you have to make a balance of it. And I think right now, when they did make it illegal, I think the balance sheet showed that the risk was just too great. Maybe now is better. Now maybe a better time, but I don't know yet. I think it might be a bit too soon. Maybe in 10 years, get back to me with the same question.
I'll ask you in 10 years. Dan, what do you think?
See, this is where my values start to quiver. So I'm a liberal, and same. part of like literal liberal. Classical liberalist ideology is this idea of self and other regarding acts, and it's the same reason I support rights for LGBT individuals, is because that's a self regarding act. Mm-hmm. There's a distinction between self regarding acts, which are things I do that don't affect other people, and other regarding acts, which would be me hitting one of you with a stick. That would
please
be my,
don't do that.
I won't. It's an example, I swear.
I'm going to take my distance now.
It's fine. They're on the other side of the desk. It's. I believe that something like consumption of marijuana is a self-regarding act.
But is heroin, though?
Exactly. That's where it becomes contentious, because when someone is on a serious high on something like methamphetamine, mm-hmm. that can then go from consuming that in their own home, which would be a self-regarding act, to getting in their car, driving, and because they are high as a kite, running over 20 people. That's then it, that becomes mm-hmm. an other regarding act. And there's no way, and yes, it's maybe a silly point, because there's really, anything can turn violent. I could be making a sandwich and accidentally kill someone. I don't know how. It's just, again, a complete
that
hypothetical.
That must be a very hard sandwich.
Can I just ask you, I don't really get the difference, because if someone smokes a lot of weed and is high as a kite, he can also get into the car and kill 20 people.
Yeah, but there's...
With heroin, it goes faster.
Yeah, exactly. I would say that weed doesn't... Weed doesn't have the same effect as very hard drugs. Weed is largely the same as alcohol in that you don't really remember anything, but it doesn't turn you into some monster. There is, you hear these stories about people who literally lose their minds when they do hard drugs, and it's dangerous because when someone is not just high or drunk, but out of their, like, completely out of their being, that's when danger is most likely. So I think there's a I think there's an important thing to recognize there, which is that less harmful drugs maybe should be legal, but I think it would be taking a bit over the top to legalize heavy drugs.
To summarize, only the things Mother Nature gives us and not the chemical stuff.
Yeah,
that's exactly. That's a good point.
A good point. Okay, so for all of you writing your essays, please don't stop believing by Journey.